What was the story about MPs saying about honours?
MPs are... Yeah, hang on, let me get it. So they're saying fewer honours, things like knighthoods, should go to celebrities.
Right, nonsense. And business
people.
I just say, as we're wrapping up the Chris Moyle show,
okay.
After the most successful breakfast show in Radio 1's history, that's nonsense. They said that these should be given out to people who do volunteer
hard-working
work.
Hard-working volunteers, yeah.
Well, am I right or wrong in saying they already are? Honours are giving out to people who work voluntarily or for charities.
They are.
Or
I think they're saying more should be.
Well, there's loads.
You still do that.
So you're still waiting for your honorary degree from Leeds University, aren't you?
I'm waiting on anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting on... Look, I've seen the list of people who've got stuff, and I think I should have something.
What would you ideally like?
I'd like a knighthood.
Oh, okay.
So you got a Yorkshire Young Achiever Award, didn't you?
Yes, which is brilliant. Mm. But that's not like...
Was that for stopping the fight? That wasn't the fight in...
That was a Norfolk Bravery Award.
Norfolk Bravery Award I got.
Do you know about this, Tina?
No.
Chris stopped a fight happening in Hunstanton.
You say that. I protected and saved... Potentially saved a life.
Mm. Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
You jumped out of the window of the bar to apprehend the young hoodlum.
I didn't think I'd make it, so I went through the front door of the hotel.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When I see the window, by the way, it was on the ground floor, wasn't it?
I always thought you went through the window.
I thought you went through the window.
Well, it sounds better.
Did you not?
I think you've said you've gone through the window before.
Listen, ignore them, team. Right. We were in a hotel doing a Radio 1 roadshow.
Okay.
Yes, I've been here that long. Anyway, me, DLT and Gary Davis are having a drink.
No, you weren't.
And it was really hot summer evening. And the windows of the hotel were open in the bar.
Yeah.
And this lad runs up to the window and goes, can you help me, misters? Because he talked like he was from the war.
From Oliver.
Misters, please help me. My friend is getting beaten to a pulp by some hoodlums. Mm. So Dave Hogan,
he's
a very famous photographer. He used to do a lot of work for The Sun and whatnot. He's still around doing stuff.
Yeah.
Leaps up, dives out the window.
Actually out of the window?
Yeah, but it's on the ground floor. It's not like on the first floor or something.
Boom, he's gone. Like some kind of overweight superhero.
Yeah.
So then I've followed suit through the front door.
through the front door.
Me and Dominic Moen from The Sun, who's now... Is Dominic now editor of The Sun?
Yes,
right?
He is.
So now the editor of The Sun newspaper, and I leg it through the door of the hotel.
Mm.
And we go, where is this? And this lad goes, just down there on the green. Near the sea.
Mm.
So we start running. Now, it's fair to say we've had a few drinks and it's late in the day.
Right.
And as I'm running, and we can see these kids picking on this younger lad, and it's dark, and I'm running on grass, and I can see on the halfway through this field, running from right to left in front of me, is a path.
Mm.
So I'm like, come on, I've got to save this little lad, you know? Can I get these bullies off him? And as I get to the path, I realise it's not a path as you know it. It's actually about 3 foot deep.
Yeah. Mm.
So you know when you walk down the path and you look to your left and right, it's raised up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cut into the ground.
Yeah.
And I don't realise that till the last second. I try and leap it.
Mm.
I misjudge the length of the gap. And I crash my hip and leg straight into the brick wall.
You're going to save someone else. And
you ended up with a massive gash.
I ended up with a bruise, Tina, that went from my hip to my knee down the side of my leg.
Ouch.
And I mean huge.
Mm. Where's the thought that counts?
Anyway, I think the hoodlums were so distracted by this drunken, overweight moron running towards them, going, that they did a runner, and we indeed saved the young lad.
And
that's rightly
awarded with a Norfolk Bravery Award.
As you should have been.
It sounds like something from Alan Partridge, but it's true.
Real.
I got it.
Well, that is, you know, deserving of a knighthood.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And would you like more memories?
Yes, please.